Okay, so that chafim now zok the Mishnah. Ain kairis hamegillah v'loy malin v'loy toivlin v'loy mazin. You're not allowed to read the Megillah. You're not allowed to do bris milah. You're not allowed to be toivl for any tumah that you need to get out of v'loy mazin. You're not allowed to some of the tumah meis. They have to get sprinkled on them the paraduma. So you're not allowed to do that either. V'chein shemeres yom kenegidim. And also shemeres yom kenegidim also is going to need tefillah. You cannot do all these. You cannot have tefillah until neitzachama. But if they did it from amar hashachar, then kosher. So amar hashachar comes first, obviously. Neitzachama is later. So really, you're supposed to lechachila. All these things should be done after neitzachama. But if you did it from alois, it's kosher. Shemesh Yom Kenegidim, just quickly, is when you have, let's say, Anita, right? So Anita has 7 days when she's supposed to, if she has a flow of Anidas, so she has 7 days of when she's Anita, in a Torah. And then after that, she enters into an 11-day period where if she sees any flow, then she goes into what's called the Shemesh Yom Kenegidim. So if she sees one day, then she's in Shemesh Yom Kenegidim, and she has to watch the next day, connected the day that she saw. So if she saw one day, then she has to see the next day. If she saw 2 days, then she only has to watch one day, but it's the next day she has to watch. And if she doesn't see anything, then she can be tayvel that day, the next day, and that night she'll be tar. But if she sees 3 days in a row of this 11-day period after the 7 days of Nida, then she enters into what we call a Zava G'dayla. And a Zava G'dayla needs a Zayin Nikiyim. In the Raisa, you don't need Zayin Nikiyim for a Nida. Nida just needs, even if she sees the entire 7 days, and then the last day she just stops seeing, she's not a Nida anymore. She goes to the mikvah, she's tar. If she's only in the 11-day period, she sees 3 days in a row, then she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. We're machmer that every single dam that a lady sees, she has to sit Zayin Nikiyim. Okay, but here we're talking about a Shemeres Yom Kenegidim is a lady that saw only 1 or 2 days after in this 11-day period where she has to watch the next day to make sure she's tar, and then she can be tayvel that day, and then that night she'll be tar. Okay, so all these things you have to be tayvel from Neitzachama, if to do from Arashacha, it's kosher. Menelan. So how do we know by Megillah? The Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'ayom ha'ilin nizkar menasim. B'yoyim in b'layla loy. You have to do it during the daytime. And Amar HaShachar, the reason why Amar HaShachar is not such a great option is that Rashi says over here that Amar HaShachar is we're not 100% sure when it is. So therefore, it's always best, it's the safest to wait to Neitzachama. But if you do it b'diavad, then you're going to be Yitzah. So the Pasuk says, Hayom Eilin is coming awesome. It has to be daytime in B'Laila Lo, you cannot lay in the Megillah at nighttime. So the Gemara says, "Lema tava tiyos to Rabbi Shulvan Levi." So he's a kashan Rabbi Shulvan Levi. That means Shulvan Levi chayav on a lookas in Megillah b'layla. L'shnayis b'yom. So Rabbi Shulvan Levi says you're mechuyev to lay in that night, right? We lay in it the night, and then we also lay in it during the day. But here you see that it's only kashan if you lay in it during the day. So then he says, "No, ki katani adayim." When the Mishnah is talking about, the Mishnah is only talking about the daytime laning. Of course, the nighttime has to be done at nighttime, but the daytime laning has to be done lechavchila after nates. And b'diavad, if you do it after Alisa Shachar Yoytze, v'loy mal, and also not allowed to do bris milah. The pasuk says ubiyoyim hashmini yimo, on the 8th day. So the day, of course, has to be lechatchila after nitz. V'loy tovim v'loy mazin. The chesiv he's atar al tamei by yoyim hashvi. It says on the 7th day you're supposed to be sprinkle the tamei mace with this from the meipara. So you see, it has to be on the 7th day. Also, it cannot begin at night. Also, we have a hekesh for tefillah to hazoya. So therefore, we know that also when you anytime you have to be tovel to get out of tumah, you also have to do it during the day. The dafka, it has to be after nights. So the Gemara says pashit. Why? Because it's like any other tefillah. We just said before that any tefillah has to be after nights. So why should shemeres yom kenegidim be any different? So he says ma'ash no shemeres yom kenegidim mikol chayiv tefillas. Istra sakad the chamin. I would think to have a kiriyur. China shows up. I would think that a Shemeres Yom Kenegidim is a lady, right, that sees in her Yemei Ziva, what we call her, Zavak Tana. So you would think that she should be like a male, a man who is a Zav. Uri'ir Shaina Shel Zav, and the first Ria of a Zav iskish the balkari, has a hekish the balkari, the siv zois toiras hazav asher teitzim and sheikh hazara. So that's talking about a man, right? A man can also have some sort of flow that makes him into a zav. We don't know what these things are, but whatever it was. And then, but you see that the Torah makes a hekish between the zav, a male who is a zav, and somebody who has balkari. And we say, my balkari teivul b'yoyim, hainami litvul b'yoyim. So just like a balkari is teivul b'yoyim, so the same day that he saw, so too this should be Taival B'yayim. So he says, just like a Zav can Taival the day that he actually sees, so you would think that also an Isha can be Taival the day that she actually sees. But the problem is that by Samaria she can have to be Taival during that day that she sees, because it says that the entire day of a Zayva she is like a Nida, which means that she cannot be Taival that day. So therefore, she cannot be Taival that day. So what should we do? We should say Belayla Miyaslavid. So okay, so she can't be Taival that day, but that night, the night after she sees, she should be able to be Taival. The oven mixes Shimer Tidval. So Kamash Milan, you would think that just like a Zav and a Balkari can be Taival that day, and then that night that they'll be Tahar. So you would think the same thing by Shemar Yisim Keneged Yaim. She doesn't have to wait for the next day to be Taival. She can actually be Taival that night, and then she would be Tahar that way. So Kamash Malan, that no, she has to wait for the next day to be Taival, and then... So it says, keep in the body sphira be a mamahi. Why? Because since she needs a sphira, right? We have to count. She has to count one day, just like we have Zayin Nikim, which you have to count. In fact, there's a certain sheet that says that she has to count sphira like she counts the Omer. So yayim, yayim, echadum, elinol, the sphira. So same thing, by Shemay Sam Kenegam, she has to count one day. The only way that she can count a day is if it's already during the next day. One day, Keneged my day that I was tamay. So that she has to wait for the day anyway for sphira, so she also has to wait for tefillah. The kulon sh'asu mishal mashachar kasher. So we said all these things, reading the Megillah and all these other things. If you do it from alois hashachar, then it's going to be kasher. And on emilah having alois amaravah, the makra, the pasuk says, "Vayikra alikim laor yoyim." Hashem called light day. What does it mean light? Lemeir uba kar yoyim. As the day is getting brighter, we call it yoyim. So even though the sun didn't actually rise yet, which would be neis hachama, but as soon as it's getting lighter outside, which is alois hashachar, that's already considered yoyim. So Gemara says, as a kasha elamiyata, if that's so, v'lachoshech karalayla, Hashem called darkness nighttime. So same thing, l'machshech uba karalayla, as it's getting darker, he called it nighttime. Hakaimalon. But we know that only tzeis is nighttime, and that's already when it's already dark. It's not as it's getting dark. But according to your svara from this pasuk, your limud, it should be from shkia on. And we know that that's not true. It's not nighttime from shkia. It's only nighttime from tzeis.
That it should be from mincha katana.
Mincha katana. What the kasha should be from mincha katana instead of shkia.
Shkia is like nits in the morning.
Because the sun's already down and down. It's just still light.
Yeah.
Right, I hear. So, but I mean, but according to this, it's as long as it's light. The way that they're comparing this, they're comparing Alei Shachar to Shkia because it's still the same way it's getting light, even though the sun's not up. So Al Tahui, it's getting dark, even though the sun's not up. So that's how they're comparing it, but yeah. So according to this, you're gonna have a problem because at nighttime should be starting from Shkia. Elam Rav Zeira Mehacha. We have a different pasuk, a different limud. Vanachnu oisim b'malacha. Where is this pasuk? Beis. V'chetzio machzikim b'ramachem alisa shachar aseisa kachavim. It's talking about when after the yin were allowed to go and build the Beis Hamikdash after the first destruction, so they had to. They were able, so they had to go build a wall. And it says, what would we do? We would have half of the people would stand guard with spears. And they would stand from Alois HaShachar until Tse. So half of them would stand guard, right? Because we're just rebuilding the base of Midrash. Some people are not going to be happy about that. We're rebuilding the wall around Yerushalayim. So half of them would be standing guard, and half of them would be doing the work. And when would they do it? From Alois HaShachar until Tse. Va'aymer, it says, and the rest of the pasuk says, that the daytime would be for night, v'hayoy melacha. So you see that they would stand, they would be working from alois ha-shachar until tzeis. So you see that alois ha-shachar is already starting to be called daytime. So Gemara says, my v'aymer, what do I need the second pasuk? It says, v'hayo lanu ha-layla l'mishmar. I don't need that second pasuk because the pasuk says that they were standing from alois ha-shachar until tzeis. So I know that they were working, you know, that's the daytime. So Gemara says, my v'aymer, v'chitem, if you're going to say, mish'ala namashach alav yamama, if you would say that from alois ha-shachar is not considered daytime. And really, when the sun goes down, it's night. And really, so really, from Shkia time, it starts night. So I would think to say that if I just know from the first pasuk, it says that they were working from Alisa Shachat El Seis. No, because they would get up earlier than daytime and start working because they were so excited to rebuild the wall. So then they would get up early and they would stay late. It doesn't mean that that's the daytime. So Tashma, it has to say that they only worked during the daytime. And since they only worked during the daytime and they said that they were working from Alisa Shachat, we see that the daytime can be considered from Alois HaShachar. And that's why, b'di'eved, if you lay in the Megillah or you do all these, you do your Taival or Dwazah, all these things, from Alois HaShachar, it's going to be kosher b'di'eved. It's like the Mishnah. Kol hayoyim kosher l'kriyas Megillah. The entire day you can read the Megillah. You don't have to read it by, let's say, Chatzos or, you know, whatever, you know, Pinchas Ketanah, whatever it is. So you can lean the entire day for Kriyas Megillah. In fact, sometimes you get those famous phone calls I get. I get a phone call like at 4:30, 5 o'clock. Oh, there's always a story, you know, someone needs to have it, you know, the Megillah lane, you know, very late into the day. But anyway, fine. So, call you have kosher l'kriyas Megillah. The entire day is kosher for Kriyas Megillah. L'kriyas Hallel, also for Hallel. L'tekiya Shaifer, also for blowing Shaifer. L'tekiyas Lulav. L'tefilas Hamusafim, also for the Tefillah of Musaf. L'musafim, and also for the carbon Musaf. L'vidai Haparim, and also to do vidoy of the parim. There's two parim specifically they're talking about. Par helm davar shel tzibor upar kain mashiach. These are two parim that if the kain mashiach makes a mistake and he has to bring his own personal carbon, and if the par helm davar shel tzibor is if the Sanhedrin passes something that's normally chayiv karis and they pass it that it would be mutter and they did it by accident, so they have to do a vidoy for these parim. You know, about their mistake. Ula vidai meiser, and also vidai meiser, a certain vidai that you would say when you brought your meiser up to Yerushalayim. Ula vidai ha'yom kippurim, and also for the vidai of the power of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol would bring. L'smicha, also for when smicha, when they lean with all their might on the animal's head. L'shchita, l'tenufa, also for the waving, the certain things that they would wave in the base of Megdash. L'hagasha, also bring it close to the Mizbeach. L'kmitza, by a mincha they do a kmitza, right, with their hand, l'aktara, and also for the burning of the kmitza, l'malika, for the malika which they would kill with a bird, right, with their thumbnail, l'kabala, and also be mekabel the dam, l'azaya, and also sprinkling the dam, l'ashkia saita, and also to give a saita to the drink, the me'amarim, l'arifas aregel, and also an agla rufa, l'tar sametzaira, and also for the metzaira to become tar. All these things, the entire day is kosher. To have these things done. Kol alayla, kasher l'ktiras aymer. The entire night is kasher for the ktiras aymer. They would cut the aymer the night of the 15th of Pesach, and then they bring it up the next day. L'hakter chalav meivarim, and also to burn the chalav meivarim from the carbon would be have to be burning all night. So the entire night, not they'd have to burn the whole night, but it could be burning the entire night. Zeha klal, this is the rule. Davar shemitzvasa biyayim, anytime that there's something that the mitzvah is to do it during the day, kasher kol yayim, it's kasher the entire day to do it. Davar shemitzvasa b'layla, kasher kol alayla, something that the mitzvah is like, it's kasher the entire night. There's no reason why I can't do it, you know, early in the night or late in the night. So we're going to go through each thing again. Manal, how do we know that Kriyas Megillah can be done the entire day? Dama krava yama ilan is karman asim, these days. So anytime during the day, it should be, you're allowed to do it. L'kriyas Hallel, d'chsiv mizach shemesh ad mevayi. The entire day, from the when the sun rises, ad mevayi, until it goes down, right? That's when the time of Kriyas Hallel. Rabbi Yosef, Aymer, Zehayim Asa Hashem. He learns it out from notes. Zehayim Asa Hashem. This is the day, meaning the entire day is for a day of Hallel. L'ntilas lulav, the day of the Rishon, the first day, that's when you're supposed to take the lulav, so the entire day would be kosher. Let's give a shayfer. Again, yom tua, l'musafin d'chsev dvar yom b'yomai. So again, the day, Tefillas Musaf, and also Tefillas Musaf. Why can Musaf and Shavuot? Because if they said the carbon, you can bring the entire day. So then also the davening of Tefillas Musaf, you can also daven the entire day, because they made it like the Musaf itself. Levide Parim, the yol of Kapara Kapara Bim Kapurim. They learned that they have a Gzeir Shava Kapara Kapara from Yom Kippur. The Tanya, the pasuk says that we have a brayso that Gabi Yom Kippurim Mechiper Ba'adei Ba'ad Beisai. When the pasuk says that he was Mechaper Ba'adei Ba'ad Beisai, what does it mean? He was Mechaper Bechapar is Devar Makasim Dabar. He's talking about that he said Vidoi. The kapara be mamahi, and we all know that the kapara is during the day. So you see that once you have the kapara Yom Kippur, that tells you that kapara can be done the entire day, which is vidoy. So too we learn out vidoy parim from kapara kapara from Yom Kippurim. Vidoy meiser. The chesiv amartel fnei Hashem lekecha barati kodesh mnavayis. V'samachlei hayoyim hazeh Hashem lekecha mesavchem. So it says this is the vidoy that you say by meiser, where you say biyarta kodesh mnavayis, and right near that the pasuk says hayoyim. It means the entire day. L'smichu l'shchita, also for to do smicha and to do shchita, to siv. V'samach v'shachat. Says samach v'shachat uksiv ba b'shchita biyoyim zevchachem. So again, it has samach and shachat next to each other, and also says b'shchita biyoyim. So therefore, you see that the entire day is mutter for to do shchita and for smicha. Ultenufa. What about for wave, the waving that you would do? Certain things you would wave. The chsiv biyoyim hanifchem es ha'aymer. The day that you would wave the lagasha, the iskish l'tenufa. So hagasha, it has a hekish l'tenufa. The chsiv l'kachachem yada isha es minchas hakanois v'hinif v'hikriv. So you see, he would bring it close. V'hikriv is the hagasha, and it was a hekish to tenufa. It just says before that the kaim would be main of it, and we know that tenufa is only during the day, but the entire day would be kosher. So too, the entire day would be kosher by hagasha. Ulmalikul k'mitzal aktar. What about those things? The chsiv b'yoyim tzavas b'nei Yisrael, that says on the regarding those things also. The pasuk says b'yoyim that day. Lashkiya saita. What about for drinking, making a saita to drink the water? Asya tayr tayr. You have a tayr tayr. Ksiv hach. It says here. Va'asallah hakayin eskalat tayr azayis. Uksiv hasam apiyat tayr sheirucha val mishpat. It says. Two times it says Torah, one by Hashkiyah Saita, one by a different place, which is by judging. Ma Mishpat B'yayim, just like you have to judge during the day, and you can judge the entire day. Afkan B'yayim, also for Hashkiyah Saita, you have the entire day to give the Saita the waters. L'arifas ha'egla, amid be'eriviyana, kapara d'chsiv baki k'doshim. Harun ha'egla saruf, egla rufa, because it says kapara. Like we said earlier, kapara we have from the kachim, that it has to be, that could be done, it has to be done during the day. So too, egla rufa, it has to be done during the day, and it can be done the entire day. The day of his tahara. The entire night is kosher for cutting the omer. The omer mar says ktsira usfira b'layla v'havah b'yayim. When you ktsira and sfira is at night, v'havah b'yayim. So you cut it at night, and the sfira and you bring it during the daytime. So that's again. You see, the entire night would be kosher. L'hakta chalam v'evarim. The ksiv kol alayla ad ha'biker. Again, the pasuk says it should be burnt when? Kol halayla ad ha'biker, the entire night. So it's going to be burnt the entire night. Zeh ha'klal, davar shemitzvah sevayim kosher kol yayim. So at the end of the mission it says, zeh ha'klal, so that's always coming to include something. So zeh ha'klal la'asiyam, and what's that coming to include? La'asiyam yisidah bezichin v'silik bezichin. It's talking about the certain spices that they would bring by the lechem aponim. So there would be one kind that would switch out the bread, right? You've had it on the shulchan, they had the bread sitting there. So you had two kind had them which would. Either one would take away the bread and one would put new bread. There would also be a calf, a spoonful of these bezichin that they would also put there. It's like Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya Rabbi Yossi. It says if you remove the old bread in the morning and you masada the new bread at night, that's fine. It's completely fine. Umani mekayim. So again, you see that the entire night would be okay according to Beis. Umani mekayim l'fnei Hashem tamid. So lo yehi shulchan b'lo lechem. Why it says l'fnei Hashem tamid? It has to be always. So how can it be by shachris? So he says no. So lo yehi shulchan b'lo lechem. You shouldn't have that. The shulchan should be without lechem an entire day. But here, as long as you put it into the day, and it was there in the morning, and then it was at night, and then you switch to the night, that'd be okay. It can't go overnight with him. Right, it can't go overnight. That's what Kohen said. You can't go overnight without having bread. So then that is how you would know that according to Rabbi Yossi, that's still considered tamid, if you, as long as you put it on there during the nighttime. Then we said Davish Mitzvasa Balaila Kasha Kalalaila. We said Zaklal, anything that's done, the mitzvahs at night, it's kasha the entire night, Lasuya Chilas Psachim. That's including the Chilas Psachim, then it's kasha the entire night. The Dulak of Lazman Razai, it's not like a Bazman Razai, the Tanya. Lazman Razai says, V'achlis Abasa Balaila Zah. Amr Lazmar Zayir never come Belaila Zev, never alone, but Varthi goes to time Belaila Zev. Ma'alon Chatzai, so I can't Chatzai. So to tell you, not like Rabbi Lazmar Zayir. Lazmar Zayir says that he can only eat it until Chatzai, the Karban Pesach. This Mishnah has come to tell you that you can eat the entire, you can eat the Karban Pesach the entire night. Zakti, let's just go through the Mishnah, we have a little time. Zakti the Mishnah in the third parak, starting the third parak. Hakayir sa Megillah, if you're reading the Megillah, Oymid, you can be standing, V'yoshiv, you can be sitting, Kara Echad, Kaushnaim, or one person can read it, or even two people can read it. We don't say that maybe two Kailas, sometimes you say Shnei Kailas, it mix you up, you can't hear two Kailas. So here, by the Megillah, you could, we'll see why. Makam Shanagal of Varech Yivarech, in a place where the minig is to make a bracha on the Megillah, you can make a bracha, V'shloi Lavarech, Loi Lavarech. But you should not make a bracha. B'sheni v'chamisha b'Shabbos. Now we're talking about laning on Monday and Thursday. B'mincha and by mincha on Shabbos. Current shloshi read right three aliyas. Ain poich semihavi amosifon. You cannot do less than three, and you cannot do more than three. Ve'im after benavi, and you do not do mafter, as we know. Hapisech v'chayisam b'Torah. Somebody, the first person who starts reading the Torah makes a bracha, and the last person reading the Torah also says a bracha. We don't do this, but this was the saying. They used to have one person would make the bracha, and then the first person, and then the last person would make the last bracha. They would make a bracha before and after. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Shalmaid, Karin Abar. We know Rosh Chodesh and Chalamaid read four. In Pachasim, Mehem, Maisif, and Leim, not less and not more. I mean, you cannot add Elias on Rosh Chodesh or Chalamaid. Vein Maftir Menavi, we did not do Maftir Menavi, as we know. HaPaisech, Chaisim, Tara, same thing. Mefarach, Lefanel, Acharav. And when the Paisech and the Chaisim, they make a bracha before and after. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol Sheyesh Ben Musaf, Ein Yamtiv. Anytime that you have to daven Musaf, but it's not a Yamtiv, Karin Abar. So then you read Abar, which is, you have to read four Elias, which is Rosh Chodesh and Chalamaid. Be Yamtiv. Chamish and Yom Tov, you read five aliyas. B'Yom Kippurim Shisha, Yom Kippurim read six. B'Shabbos Shiva, in Pesachim for Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, you cannot do any less than the five, six, or seven. But Avon Ma'asif, you could add on aliyas like we know. Maftir Menavi, you also do Maftir Menavi. Hapesev Chaisim Tar, B'Varach Lofen Al Chora, and also when you're Pesev Chaisim, then make a bracha before.